And we've got coffee and conversation. Trying to warm up with some coffee, aren't we, Debbie Pace?
Absolutely.
It is a cold morning out, and thank you for getting out on such a cold morning and coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Appreciate you being here. It's going to be a good day once we warm up a little bit, and it's always a good day to come down to the South Central Kentucky Cultural Center, regardless of what the temperature is, because it's nice and warm and homey inside, right?
That's right.
Well, appreciate you stopping by. We've got a lot of exciting things that are happening in the days ahead. I know we've got a membership drive that's going to be happening soon.
Yes, folks should be seeing, you know, on the social media our requests for membership and donations. This is the time of the year that that we send those out, and we'll be sent. Members will start receiving their newsletters, and we'll be sending several of those out.
Well, it's always good to get as many members as we possibly can, because it just helps the museum to keep going. The Museum of the Barons has been around, been a fixture here for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, for about 30 years, and we operate 100% on donations, so that's very important to us.
And, you know, I remember the days when it started out in a very, very much smaller place there on West Main Street.
Yes, actually, I think it started out in the building that WCLU
right beside
was,
where WCLU was at. Yeah.
And it started out as a local museum, and we have grown to over 30,000 square feet of local history that that we bring in visitors from all over the world and all over the United States. You know, they come to visit Mammoth Cave, and we're a good stop.
We're
so they
a very
come
good
over,
stop.
And they come over and to Glasgow to visit our museum. And also, we'll have people who do genealogy research, and those people will kind of come and create a little vacation here to come and research.
The archival records that you all have are immense. Boy, family histories are a big part of that, aren't they?
It is. So that's very important.
Yes, definitely. Definitely indeed. And we've got something exciting happening. Of course, the Museum of the Barons, we call it. The museum, the cultural center, sort of encompasses five counties, right?
That's correct. Allen, Barron, Hart, Metcalf, and Monroe.
And of course, Barron County, we have a lot from Barron. I mean, it's the home base, so to speak. And there's one artifact that's getting ready to come to the museum that is just going to add immensely to the preservation of our culture around here.
That's right, Todd. This is very exciting. The Houchins' first store. So, and our local residents here are familiar, of course, with
right.
the Houchins Industries.
Exactly.
It was started just south of Glasgow in 1917. And just recently, the community discovered that that the Houchins store was going to be torn down and stored in a warehouse in Bowling Green. So some of there was some outrage about that, and we had a local businessman, Larry Glass, who stepped up and made a few phone calls and has contributed and made it possible for the Houchins store to be accepted by the museum.
And that's a tremendous gift.
It is. And the gift comes from Cecil and Lynn Martin.
Okay.
So we're very grateful to all of those folks. And we are going to move that store into our museum. A lot of folks don't realize that the old J.C. Penney's building is part of the museum. That's where we house our art gallery.
Right.
And this exhibit will be going on that in that front window there on the corner of the square. So,
And that's pretty cool. And I've seen old pictures of the building right beside of it that was also part of the Penney's. But at one time, that was Houchin's Market.
Absolutely.
And it's sort of like it's coming home, isn't
That's
it?
Right. So we're real excited about it. Kay Harbison, our curator, she is so thorough. She's done, you know, pretty much all of the design and construction of the exhibits that we have, and she is working on this diligently. Mr. Houchins had written an autobiography, and she's gone back to that and researched and found out what this store looked like in 1917. And so this is what you're going to see when we get this finished. It's really exciting. It's going to be a great asset to to the community and the square.
Right. It's going to be a huge asset. I remember back in the day when I was teaching, and at one time, several years ago, I would take my classes to the Houchins first store, and we'd visit that. I mean, that was an important part of our history. And then the Wynn School was there, the one-room school. We'd have class in one-room school. There was a little museum dedicated to Mr. Houchins and all of the Houchins markets. And it was just sad to see how that deteriorated over time. And it came to the point I didn't feel safe in you know, taking students, you know, to that, especially when there was a snake that almost ran across someone's foot. But, you know, inside one of the buildings.
Well, hopefully we won't have the snakes in the building, but we are dedicated to preserving that. And I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Houchins then grew into the largest ESOP.
Yeah.
At least regionally, maybe in the United States, but
just a huge industry. I mean, they are so responsible. They're responsible for so many other businesses that we are familiar with. Subway, for example. I mean, Houchins Industries is huge, and it started in that little one room store.
That's right, and that's a good lesson.
Oh yeah, it is. It is. That book is a fascinating little book about Mr. Houchins. I've read that and looked at that, and I would be amiss if I didn't recognize my great-great uncle. Charlie Atnip is mentioned in that book, and he had stories, and somewhere I've got a VHS tape that I had the opportunity to get his words, and I really want to transfer that someday, I hope. He was the first employee of Mr. Houchins at that store.
And well, that's great.
He drove a wagon back and forth to Scottsville to get supplies and bring back to the store. That was his job. And he had a lot of good stories about Mr. Houchins and his pictures in that book, too, because there weren't many of them left in the 1980s and 90s, and they still had reunions and get-togethers. And Mr. Houchins did that until he passed away.
And that's another thing. We hope once we get the exhibit completed to have a reunion at the Cultural Center.
Oh, that'll be cool.
You know,
yeah.
For the Houchins employees.
That'll be cool. Now, folks who know about the park, the Houchins Park there on Browning School Road, will know there were other artifacts, that little museum, for example. Some of those artifacts will come to the Cultural Center as well, right?
Yes. We're focusing on the store first,
right,
and getting that exhibit complete, and there will be several artifacts that we've been given that will be incorporated into that exhibit. But there's also other things. We just haven't, you know, ironed out a plan completely on the rest.
But it's going to take a lot of time because the collection is immense, so to speak.
Yes.
And it is a treasure for the Cultural Center to have.
Yes.
Have that in our collection of artifacts.
And again, I want to say we're grateful, very grateful to those who made that happen.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think it's fascinating how they took or how they're going to take that store down and label each piece and then put it back exactly like it is. That happened with the cabin that's in the Cultural Center.
Yes.
That a family donated, and they took it down log by log and reassembled it just like it had been. So that's the type of preservation that's going to be done with the store, isn't it?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of work put into that, but...
Well, definitely something to be thankful for. That's for sure.
It is. It's for sure. We do ask, though, if you want to help with us, please contribute to our donation campaign this year. Like I said, we operate 100% on donations. So, and if you've ever been to the Cultural Center, you know what a great place it is. And but we couldn't survive without the help from our members and those in the community that want to help and support us.
Definitely.
So we
Definitely.
Ask for that.
All right. Well, very good, Debbie. We appreciate you stopping by.